And welcome back to the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. It's now time to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington senior Wyatt Stout. Wyatt, congratulations. Thanks for coming on this week.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Wyatt, we gear up for the playoffs. The Demons are perfect 7-0. You have a bye week this week. And before we preview the playoffs, I want to look back. Last week, you had a big game, three touchdowns on the ground, and Washington took care of business 62-8 against Keokuk. Wyatt, what was working for the team last week?
Last week, the linemen, they really got off the ball. We can move their defensive linemen, get gaps and holes, made it really easy to run. Deep passing was really good. Tershawn had a couple really good passes, some wide receivers, got some really good yards way downfield, and that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've been also a key cog of the defense throughout the season at the linebacking position and has been a big part of this team. Defensively, all season long, what do you think you guys are doing well?
Defensively, we're stopping the run game really well. Our defensive line is doing really good, making it really easy for us linebackers, to be honest with you. But yeah, our DBs are doing really well, making sure we don't get beat deep, keeping the passing game to a minimum. Everything's just clicking so far.
Sure. Well, you missed a couple games in the middle of the season due to injury. What was that like, having to watch on the sidelines, and what was it like to finally get back on the field a couple weeks ago?
Sitting on the sideline watching the team play without me, I did not enjoy it at all. But being back, it was a great feeling, and I just love being in pads, playing with my teammates, and winning football games.
And you got back on senior night, and I believe like two of your first three carries reached the end zone. Was it easy to say that you're definitely eager to be back out there?
Oh, yeah. I was ready to go all week.
Mm-hmm. District champions, you're able to have that last week. First time since 2013 that Washington has had a district title. Obviously, you have a bigger goals in the next several weeks, but what does this district championship mean to the Demons?
This district championship, it means a lot. I mean, not having one since 2013, a little overdue, and just glad we could make it happen.
Mm-hmm. What was the celebration feeling like after that win last week for the squad?
It was great. The locker room, Coach Harris was happy, and it was just a great feeling for us.
Mm-hmm. It's obviously been a weird 2020 with all the different guidelines and whatnot. How has the team really responded to all the guidelines with COVID throughout the season?
The team's really handled it very well. I mean, there's restrictions through practice in the locker room, but there's just another set of rules we have to abide by, and we did abide by all those rules, and it hasn't really slowed us down much. So,
Now we got the real season that starts next week. If Washington wants to have a deep postseason run, what's a key or two?
Key or two is we definitely have to keep things flowing offensively. Our defense has to continue to show up to ball games, and I think we'll be just fine. Mm-hmm.
From an individual standpoint, what part of your game do you think has improved the most from last year to this year?
Individually, I think I've just been able to follow my blockers and run the ball better and know where I need to go and what I need to do. So,
What type of leader are you for Washington? I know you're a captain, but how would you describe yourself for a leader for this team?
I guess just lead by example. I mean, I didn't miss any off-season work, and I showed up to all the summer practices. I haven't missed a weight session. Just lead by example and show everybody what needs to be done and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. What's it mean to be a Demon?
Be a Demon, it means a lot, really, to be a part of something so great, and what we're doing for the community and our school. It means a lot to us, and means a lot to be a Demon.
Mm-hmm. A couple fun questions here for you. Wyatt, do you have an NFL team?
I don't really watch the NFL. I like college football more.
All right. So what's the college team?
Iowa State.
Iowa State. Okay. Do you have a running back role model over the years that you kind of mirror your game after or anything?
I remember watching the first college football playoff championship game and Ezekiel Elliott for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I've always kind of kept in line with him, watching him see how he does, and he was kind of my idol growing up.
Yeah, cool stuff. Well, Wyatt, before you know it, graduation will be here, so have you thought what you want to do come next year?
Yep. I want to go to Iowa State and major in ag business and finance.
Okay. So first off, why Iowa State and why those majors?
I just like to stay along the agriculture path and maybe get a job farm part-time. Iowa State, I just really kind of like the university and the majors that I can go for mm-hmm. and the people that are there.
Sure. Last question before I let you go here. Wyatt, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. Now, how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
I use that motto through skills going out early and getting our stretches and routes run, and then right before the game, our stretching lines, making sure everything's loose, making sure that we won't get any injuries. Just got to keep the bodies moving. And
yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, Wyatt, congratulations on a great regular season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for your time.
That's Wyatt Stout. Good to catch up with the Washington senior running back this week's Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. The Demons will face the winner of Keokuk and Fairfield next Friday night at Case Field. We'll take one final break and close things out on the KCII Football Friday Preview Show right after this on AIM FM KCII.